Welcome to Primary Attribute, we're a Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian, I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master as it's known in a lot of other systems, and I use they, them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as Vons, both old and new. We all use the he, him pronouns, and the Vons is our furry fox folk buddies. We don't have it today. Today is special.
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use they, she pronouns. And today is special.
I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard. We are combined with Sidroa, the goo monster. Our portmanteau is Weldroa. We go by any pronouns you want to throw at us. And it's a very special day.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix and Steamboat Willie, the kobold duo through time and space. We all use he, him pronouns, and happy to be here.
If you get a chance, you should rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. It helps people find us, makes us feel good about what we do. Do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. There is no recap, because it is our annual Halloween episode.
Woohoo! Ooh.
Folks who have two characters, you are going to be playing your Prime Universe characters, and Kelly, you can play just Wealthy. Unless you really want Sidroa along for the ride.
Sidroa would probably find everything very weird.
Or very normal. Might be weird. But all right. Let's get into it. Vons.
Bah!
You're on a beach.
I don't care for beach.
It's not your job.
It's not your job.
The sky above is deep gray.
Uh-oh.
And the dark seas.
Is this like a Washington beach where it's like mostly rocks or slimy, slimy rocks? I could get behind slimy, slimy rocks.
In that case, no, it's not. It's a rocky beach, but they aren't appropriately slimy. The sand is black and the ocean is lapping in and out. Your best friend. It, of course, begins to rain.
Because
You're on the ground. Everyone's favorite place to be. And in front of you, make a wisdom check.
I think this comes out to a 25, yeah.
For a moment of the speech, you think you see the Fermenting Fox, your brewery.
Well, that's not where it goes.
But as you take a step closer to it, it warps and changes into a giant sprawling building.
Oh, well, that makes more sense.
The entrance is still roughly the same. And you feel drawn toward it. Also, it's the only building around for miles and the other option is being outside.
Yeah, we don't like that.
So do you head on in?
Oh, yeah. Gotta ring my tail out.
You head on in, ringing your tail out on the doorstep, and you enter.
Well, that was polite of me.
Somewhere, we, the audience above the door, see a counter tick from 1,000 to 1,001.
Well, that's weird.
Meanwhile, at the Fermenting Fox, Wealthy, Jesse, Grix.
Uh-huh. Present.
As proper folk run by people in the Pacific Northwest and in a larger city, you have been at brunch. The Fermenting Fox is apparently trying brunch. God help us all.
Oh yeah, bottomless mimosas. It ain't cheap though.
No, it is not.
You don't want to know what the juice is made of.
Yeah. So you're all finishing up when Lucky runs in. Okay, guys, I need your help like right now.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Why?
Vons, you ain't there.
Oh.
We're on the real Fermenting Fox. You're in the fake one.
Yeah. I'm in some alternative Fermenting Fox. Super. Okay. Or not even a... No. It's just a weird building.
Jesse gets up and is like, what? What's up? What do you need?
Okay, come with me.
I have my hand on my wand. I'm following you.
Words are helpful to know what... Do we need... Do we need weapons?
I will show you. Come on.
Do we need weapons? Do we need backup?
Well, let's see what's... Let's go assess the problem. Let's assess the situation.
All right,
great.
Yeah, that's you said. Let's go. All right, you all follow Lucky, who's at a run.
Okay, I'm going to trot.
She heads on down the stairs to the alchemy room.
Uh-oh.
An acrid smell fills the air, which is not unusual. But what is unusual is Vons sprawled on the floor.
Uh-oh.
Seemingly unconscious.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
This is me unconscious.
I'm going to go over and poke him with the tip of my wand. Vons, you okay?
He does not respond.
What happened?
I'm going to reach down and see whether or not he's got a pulse, which, you know, involves a lot of digging around in the fur, trying to find the pulse point.
Make an intelligence check.
Oh, God.
Hey,
meanwhile,
Lucky,
I'm like... Go ahead.
Hey, Lucky, like, what happened, though?
Okay, so as far as I can tell,
30.
There is a pulse, but it is weak. But it's okay. There. Steady.
Okay.
Okay, so as far as I can tell, he was doing what he always does, you know, making potions and such in the morning. And you know him. He assumes that inhaling way too many fumes and going unconscious is kind of part of the process.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, I'm familiar with Vons as a person. Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, he hit it too hard this time, I think. And, well, with this certain potion, things can get a little bit dicey.
What potion was he working on?
Well, a couple things, but I think he was trying using some of those boiled down tentacle squid darkness things from million years ago that were cooking for way, way, way too long. As if, say, we weren't sure what could be done with it.
Oh, so they're, like, super concentrated and shit now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And, well, the thing about alchemy is that it's a little bit magic. And the thing about magic is that it can do fun things. Like, for example, you can fall unconscious so hard that you go into a coma and your soul leaves your body.
Okay.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
Of course not. Who would do that? So, basically, I'm pretty sure that Vons is in a spirit realm. Is possibly a ghost, shadow realm of some variety. And, well, there's a way to get him back, but we need spiritual energy. And that's where you three come in.
Okay.
Well, okay, you just thought of us. Thank you.
I mean, I'm a very spiritual person.
It's less fun than that. So basically what I'm going to do is...
Well, spirituality isn't, like, fun. It's like just a thing. It's just, like, what you believe, my dude. Whatever.
I believe in fun.
Well, I believe that you're going to help me. What you're going to do is you're going to go in after him. Because the thing with these potions, that's right, it was ethereal jaunt, sort of. Obviously made incorrectly. So what you're going to do is I'm going to send you in after him, except you're going to still have a connection to here because we're going to do it right and not just fall unconscious.
Okay.
And what we need to get him back is we need some concentrated energy from spirits. So I'm going to tweak this just enough so that while you're in there, if you find some spirits, who are ideally not Vaughn's in this case, you can weaken them and suck them right up, and then it will come out as a distillation here through this complicated alchemical device I'm gesturing to. And basically, I have to layer it in this long glass. You got to do it just right, because you got to drink it as basically a shot, but it has to have the three layers. It has to stay separate. And then I'll give that to Vaughn, and that should give him enough juice to get a connection back to our world, and then he can just tug the string and come on back.
Yeah, seems straightforward.
Okay, yeah. So we're basically ghost-busting in the ethereal realm? I saw that acting.
Yeah, but it's kind of like that other one, Inception 2, just a little bit. It'll be fun.
Inception 2? Okay. I don't think I saw that one.
Inception, comma, T-O-O.
Oh, Inception, also.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
My favorite novel-length fanfic, Inception, also. But all right, so sit in these chairs, have these fun IVs from when we were working on different delivery methods.
I have very small veins.
Well, I have a very small needle. It was extremely expensive. And stab, stab, stab. There you go. Hit the pump, and...
Okay.
And you fall unconscious.
Uh-oh.
Vons.
Bah. I'm here.
You're in some sort of what seems like a large house, and make a wisdom check to navigate through this space, as you presumably don't just stand in the entranceway the entire time.
Well, yeah, that would be boring. Of course, I'm looking for the kitchen.
You can say there could be snacks in there.
Well, I got a 2 on the die. What am I rolling?
Wisdom. Your best skill.
So that... Yeah, I guess that puts it at a 12.
All right, so you are lost.
Uh-oh.
You go through hallway after hallway, past door after door after door, none of which seem very kitchen-like. And that's when your ears prick up and you begin to hear the scrapes, the shufflings, the moans, the mutterings.
This house is broken.
And your fur stands up on end as you realize there is something in each of these rooms.
Well, that's vague.
And that something does not feel good. You can poke your head into one if you want.
Well, aren't I in a room?
You're going through the hallways right now.
Oh.
Trying to find a room. Well, a kitchen.
There's something in each of these rooms, and none of them are kitchens?
Not yet. But, you know, one of these doors could lead to a kitchen. It just doesn't look like a traditional kitchen door.
Follow your nose.
Well, I've got a question of motivation then. I've got no reason to poke my head into any of these non-kitchen rooms, especially if they're creepy.
All right. Okay,
keep looking for kitchen.
But how you know if they're a kitchen unless
you poke unless you peek in.
I'm sure Vons would know.
Make a wisdom right. check, but add a d6 for smelling for the kitchen.
With check plus this d6 right here. Well, oh, motherfucker. I crit failed on the wisdom d20, but I rolled a 5 on the d6.
That's nice. You find what you are sure is a kitchen. This door would not be a door for anything that was not a kitchen.
It's clearly a kitchen door.
Clearly.
Sure of it.
And so you open it, and you step into this kitchen.
Wait, why would a kitchen have a door?
Some kitchens have doors.
So people don't see the help.
Yep.
I didn't see the help either. I meant to.
Or like in mid-century modern homes, it's so that the hostess, when she's done cooking, can close those like accordion-y doors, and no one sees the mess in the kitchen from the dining room while she's hosting.
Those accordion doors suck.
I liked them, but I understand why people didn't.
They get stuck all the time.
You open the normal door. You open a slightly stuck, but you manage to force it open, accordion door. And you find
that this house is clearly cursed. Yeah.
And you find the kitchen. Fonz.
Buh.
This kitchen has only one thing in it. Your least favorite food, which is?
Oh, I don't even know. Does Fonz have a least favorite?
All food's food.
I need ideas for that. I have no idea what Vons would hate.
My best guess was going to be like
okra.
Steamed, unseasoned vegetables of some variety.
Okra. Mm. Boiled okra. The slime gets slimier.
Oh, Kelly, I am on that page with you and would love it if you would stop.
I feel like Vons might like the slime.
Too real. Yeah, Vons would totally be into the slime.
Canned spinach.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, I bet what he would hate would be, like, some kind of proper, very, like, clean-like food. Something that's
healthy,
simple, and without slime. Like crackers. Like saltine crackers, but without salt.
Or, like, an extremely plain salad. Like, just lettuce.
Plain white rice.
Oatmeal. No fixins.
Cream of wheat.
Yeah, one of those. One of those. A very plain.
Yeah, I feel like starch. Plain oatmeal would that would confuse him. Yeah, he's not into the starchy foods.
It has nothing but oatmeal.
Yeah.
Pot after pot of plain oatmeal.
And it's probably all dry.
Because he does talk about the protein. He does talk about liking the crunch.
Mm-hmm.
It's been overcooked and overwatered. It's it is so mush. Goofy. It is nothing but gloop. It
looks like somebody tried to make beer and stopped.
Or glue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Vaughn.
This is useless. Yeah?
The floor falls out from under you, and you plunge into darkness.
Huh.
That's certainly a reaction you could have, sure. All right. Everyone else.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You're in front of what looks to be a large, twisted version of the fermenting fox on the beach.
I kitchened wrong.
Yeah, let's go in, because this is exactly the kind of place that Vons would go into without realizing it was funky.
You head on in. Make wisdom checks, each of you.
Is that number still at the top of the screen?
It is, but it does not increment.
I got a 27.
That's a dirty 20.
And mine's a prime, so.
Mine is so not a prime.
Natural one.
All right. So, as you walk in, well, first all of you notice that there is a little silver string going from essentially the center of your back up to the sky. It moves with you. It is not a problem. It seems to phase through the building as you enter underneath it. It doesn't catch on anything.
Oh, look, umbilical cords.
But it is there.
Oh, I always wondered what the invisible string of fate was going to look like.
You have wooden contraption backpacks on with bellows that kind of sit at your hip. And you see that if you, you know, open them, it will suck things through a tube into the backpack.
God, it is a Ghostbuster.
It is a Ghostbuster.
Do we have to hurt the ghost first?
Avoid crossing the stream?
You were told you have to weaken it.
Yeah. Okay.
From what Lucky understands, it's either you have to hurt it, you have to weaken whatever is keeping it around, take the source of its power.
Make it feel bad about itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make it itself. Basically make it fade in some variety or another.
Yeah.
We have to, like, we're just going to go through just negging ghosts as hard as possible.
That is the game.
Oh, you'd look so cute if you just, like, did your hair a little different.
But you've thought about the game, so you've already lost.
It's fine.
Layers. Can't wait for one of you to do a magic trick. All right, so you head on in, and you need to find Vaughn's.
Yeah.
Jesse, you've got a keen tracking mind.
Not indoors.
You do in this beautiful fictional universe.
In this beautiful...
Also, you rolled really high, so you cross-apply some stuff.
Okay.
You realize that Vaughn's has probably not brushed out his fur recently and find some shed.
I'm like, well, Vaughn's has tried to find the kitchen in every place that we've ever been, so I think I'm going to see if we can find a kitchen.
And you go looking for a kitchen.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, predictable traits paying off.
Mm-hmm.
Grix.
Yeah.
You lose focus for a second.
Probably.
You are now down some hallway. You don't know where anyone else is. Jesse and Wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Grix is gone.
Grix! Aww, where are you, Grix?
Bummer.
He cannot hear you.
Well, I'm sure we'll meet back up with him at some point.
Yeah, he's my roommate.
Well, then he'll know where to go back to.
Okay.
Once again, Jesse trusts adults to just do their fucking thing, whatever that is.
Has Jesse met the rest of her party?
Yes, but honestly, their first inclinations are not the same as Jesse's first inclinations, so Jesse trusts her own judgment.
Yeah. All right. So you go wandering.
Yeah. I think we're definitely still looking for, like, the kitchen.
All right. With that 27, you do eventually find what appears to be, you don't think it's a kitchen, but you do see an accordion-style door.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay.
Like, the sign above it says something in some strange ancient human language that basically means death trap, but...
Oh.
Neither of us speak human.
But the door is open, and none of the other doors have been open, yeah?
Correct. You could hear things beyond them, but none of them sounded like Vaughn, so I assume you soldiered through.
Yeah, we wouldn't have gone into any of the other rooms if didn't think that Vaughn's was in them.
Yeah. All right, so you enter this kitchen space. There is nothing here but oatmeal.
No Vaughn's?
No, but there is a giant gaping void where most of the floor once was.
Oh, shit.
Oh, weird. Vaughn's?
I'm going to stand on the edge and I'm going to go, Vaughn's! Vaughn's, are you down there?
Your voice echoes into nothingness. And Vaughn's, you cannot hear them.
Huh.
What do you want to bet he's down there?
Oh, I mean, like, I don't bet on things like that, but, I don't know. Yeah, I can't imagine that he's not down there. This was the kitchen, and...
You got any rope? I got 50 feet of silk rope.
Yeah, I got a bunch of rope.
Then why don't you let me down?
But here's the thing, is, like, we can't see down that far. Like, we can't see down in there, I think.
What do you suggest we do, then?
Maybe we just, like, jump down. Maybe we just, like, jump down. Because he's definitely in there, and I think it'll be fine.
And so we get stuck in there? Okay, let's do it.
Well, but, like, we got the umbilical cords. I think we'll be okay.
Can we climb our own umbilical cords? I don't think so.
Well, we can, like, tug on them.
Are we going to meet any spirits down there? I don't think so.
I mean, we could. We don't know what's going on, really, so...
Okay.
Why would there be a certain area of the Shadow Realm that didn't have spirits for some reason? I'm just trying to follow all these reasoning.
because I'm thinking that the void may not be part of the Shadow Realm.
Fair enough. But it's so shadowy. But all right, so you're jumping on
in? Okay, we're going to jump in.
Yeah, I want to just jump in.
Let's hold hands so that we're at least... We don't lose each other.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, Jesse can even, like, you know, hold on to Wealthy and fall backwards, so...
We're not scuba diving.
Wealthy's fall.
Okay, fine. We can do that.
Jesse picks up Wealthy, holds her, and then just falls backwards into the void.
Is it cold or does it feel weird?
Constitution check.
Cool. Is what?
Is it cold or does it feel weird to cross into the void?
It is bone-chillingly cold.
I got a dirty 20.
Vaughn's.
But
there is a strange, twisted semi-transparent shape in front of you.
I'm clearly kitchening wrong.
It's got way too many mouths. 30 okay. eyes.
Too many yeah. mouths, great.
And claws that are about half the length of you. And it's looming over you.
This oatmeal's gone bad.
Bonds, roll for initiative.
Oh, great.
Oh no.
Five.
All right. No. The creature goes yeah. first. It says, "How dare you insult my oatmeal?" and then slashes at you.
Look, I'm sure your oatmeal is fine. I haven't warmed up to oatmeal yet. Perhaps you have like some tips.
The front of your shirt is slashed open by these claws, and you take 8 points of damage.
Pointy, pointy tips.
And you see now that you are a little bit more monochromatic than you remember being, a little grayer, and little trails of what sure seem like you kind of wisp off as the claws go into you.
Oh no!
Bummer.
I've gone monochromatic.
This does, however, alert you enough to duck the second one, and you don't get hit.
Vons,
it's your turn.
Am Vons armed?
You have your, like, dagger or side knife, but you don't have anything else.
So this thing has many mouths and claws. Does it have feet?
Nope, it's floating.
Oh, it's floating. Well,
kind of a ragged cloth. You don't know if it was a cape or cloak or something, but it's trailing, but doesn't quite hit the floor.
Huh. I'm gonna run away and see how that goes.
Make a dexterity check as you run into the rest of the room, which has not been examined. Because, you know, your attention was busy.
Well, that's a 24 on a prime.
You start running. This room is confusing and large and full of just sacks of oats and barrels of water. And there's not a spice to be seen. You dodge around, you clamber over some stuff, but it just keeps following you, seemingly undeterred. You hear a thud behind you. Mm. Jesse.
Yeah. I got a dirty 20 on my, I don't know if I said that.
Yeah. I reduce the damage die. You take 4 points of damage as you land flat on your back.
Ow!
You would guess after falling probably at least 20 feet. So you did great.
It's fine.
Some oats caught your fall, but what also caught your fall was a spirit.
No!
Which you,
squished.
Squished is a, yeah, pretty much. It felt like falling on a water lily and then burst. Vons, there's a cold splash of ectoplasm on your body.
I want to, as soon as I can, I want to extricate myself from Wealthy and hit whatever thing is on my contraption on my back.
You have to work the bellows, but yeah.
whatever the thing is that I'm supposed to do.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to roll away from Jesse.
All right.
Because I probably heard the splat too.
You roll away from Jesse. You get some ectoplasm on your shirt.
Ugh.
Jesse, you pump the
bellows. That's going to leave a stain.
Oh, yeah.
And a silvery light that was starting to rise up from this ectoplasmy goop gets sucked in your backpack and you see a bright flash. Head up the silver string and your particular contraption disappears.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Oh, you must have caught the first level of spirit. That makes sense to me, doesn't it? To everybody else? Well, Jesse's the only one here who knows about it yet.
I mean, yeah, Bonds. They're Bonds. Make an intelligence check.
An intelligence check. Oh, 23.
Seems reasonable to you that capturing a spirit might destroy equipment. You don't know. It's, I think you don't have enough context about the real world to fully put together what's going on yet.
Mm.
Well, maybe it's just that we only need to, like, collect, like, as many, three spirits total.
Right. That's what I'm thinking.
So Jesse collected one.
Right.
And now we just need to get one collected for
for me and for Grix.
Yeah.
Wherever Grix is.
Yeah.
Be an adult somewhere.
He's an adult.
Yeah, and the last time you were talking about a Grix being an adult, he was up on the top of a mountain.
Yeah.
That was different. That was a different
Different Grix. And also, yes, he was an adult.
Sometimes adults get stranded on the top of a mountain after a hang glider incident.
And like sometimes we can't know what's going on and maybe waiting until the morning is still okay.
What is this, the 90s? No, you gotta freak out right now.
God, really, Jesse, I'm really, truly, I do think Jesse is extremely informed by the 90s more than almost any other decade. It's fine.
I enjoy this quite a bit.
Okay, so so that seems to be what's going on. So now we've got Vons.
Vons is more black and white and gray than you remember. Much like the rest of this place.
Oh shit. Aww. Have somebody been nagging you?
What's an egg?
Oh, I mean, it's like a lot of what you say, I would say. It's whenever you try to give a compliment.
Oh, right. I'd be insulted if anyone else said it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Summer Green's ears perk up and she doesn't know why.
So did the creature that we just spirited away, did it harm you in any way?
Yeah.
What did it do?
Don't see the gashes here?
No? You do, in fact, see the gashes.
Oh.
Okay, so...
Well, that's messy.
So you got hit by by a spirit, and now your spirit is reduced?
I don't know.
Based on that incheck, that seems reasonable to you.
Yes.
Spirits aren't super your thing, but, you
know. Well, I guess we just need to, like, make sure that we don't get hit.
Yeah.
We just gotta get good. Uh-huh. It'll be fine.
Hopefully there's enough spirit of his spirit with the other spirit that... Okay. We just gotta take care, make sure.
I think we Vons just gotta, okay, like, protect Vons, and
yeah,
it'll be fine. And
all right, so how do we get out of this room?
Can I look around?
Yeah, let's look around.
All right, you start looking around for a way out of this room. Uh-huh. Grix.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's me.
There are sure a lot of hallways here.
Yeah.
Make an intelligence check to try to navigate in a coherent fashion. That means you won't just get lost again.
Intelligence check, you said?
Yeah.
Hey, 22.
All right, you go, you start navigating. Maybe you do the trick with the silent image and just start building yourself a mini map.
Sure.
You aren't quite sure where your friends are, but you have figured out there are a shit ton of rooms in this place. With your math, you would guess about 1,000, which seems like a truly inconvenient number of rooms. How would anyone dust that many rooms, much less vacuum them?
Yeah.
However, you're getting the feeling you'll need to go into one of them at some point.
Okay.
And your initial plan was to find a kitchen. Do you want to revise that, or do you want to try to find a kitchen?
I suppose, but I don't know. I'll also just listen and see if I can tell of any other, like, activity, or if I can hear anyone or anything.
Okay. Let's have you do a wisdom check, just to determine level of success. You can definitely hear stuff, just, you know, how much do you hear?
18, not prime.
Okay. You go and you listen.
Mm-hmm.
Several of these doors, you can hear there's activity behind them.
Mm-hmm.
You hear, you know, wailing, gnashing of teeth, sobbing, sad moans, maniacal laughter, weird staticky sounds that someone will insist is someone talking and presenting evidence that there is totally a ghost, along with their EMF readings.
Weirdly hot moans, but you can tell she's faking it.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Also that, sure.
That was a lot.
Yeah, Adam.
What?
And then behind one of the doors, you think you hear a kobold voice speaking, although you can't quite catch what they're saying. And behind one other door, you hear what sounds like wind wailing over an opening.
The kobold voice sounds promising.
All right. So you open the door to that room and head on in?
Yeah. Yes, that sounds good. Yes, yes. I will do it carefully, though, not just barging in, because we've been warned, and there's ghosts here.
All right. Make a dexterity check to enter carefully.
And can I add any of my move silently? No, those are all worse now. Never mind. 23. Not prime.
Right, you carefully open the door.
Mm-hmm.
Poke your head in.
Mm-hmm.
You see a kobold pacing back and forth in front of a large number of pipes, tubes, control panels, mechanical devices of all sorts. And they look very frustrated. They're also silvery and translucent, and look like a ghost if you've ever seen one.
Okay. But I've so far seemingly avoided detection.
Yes, you seemingly not attracted to their attention.
Great. In that case, I'll probably sneak up and whammy them somehow and then try to suck them up.
All right.
How do I want to whammy them?
I make an intelligence check just to get an idea of some of the stuff in the room, too, so you have options.
Sure. 25 prime. Very good.
Okay. 25 prime. You can see that the thing they're pacing in front of, it reminds you a lot of some of the more dense engineering areas on the arcs.
Yeah.
Albeit clearly not from that particular place, but there's a lot of magic and steam and things that are barely being held on. You think you might be able to manipulate stuff so that a pipe near them like blows out and a section falls on them, or you can cause an explosion of magic to happen, something like that, if you would like to try.
Oh yeah, sure, that sounds good.
I'm gonna say it is a small space, so you gotta be careful about it. But
is there anything I can get behind to, like, you know, to cover?
Yeah, make a move silently check first, just to get try to get there without being detected.
Bad, bad, real bad. 13, not prime.
Okay. The ghostly creature turns its head towards you and says, "No, I can fix it." And its jaw appears to unhinge as it starts to lunge towards you.
Oh, I hurl my club at the pipe thing to try to detonate it. Even if it hurts me, I don't mind.
Okay, make a dexterity check.
Natural 20.
All right. By sheer force of will, you manage to have your magic wand here, or perhaps summon a spiritual version of it, and you throw it at a pipe, which then explodes. You, of course, are dynamically vaulting over a different heavy piece of machinery as this happens.
Yeah, I look so cool, no one's going to believe me.
That's right.
You look, it's like the coolest that you've maybe ever looked in your entire life,
yeah.
And no one will ever believe you.
And as you, you crouch down and we see the magical flames wash around.
Uh-huh.
But you're okay. And when you get up, you see a much more ethereal ghost.
Okay.
Who appears kind of lost and confused.
I initiate my ghost vacuum.
All right. You give it a few pumps and you vacuum up what remains of the ghost. There's a flash up that silver string tied to your back, and then your equipment disappears. Also, the explosion cleared some of the other devices and things like that, and you find what looks to be a trap door. Trap door on the floor.
Okay. Sweet. I will go down that way then.
Okay, you open it up. Jesse, Vons, Wealthy.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
You're searching through a space that contains a truly obscene amount of oats, and seemingly nothing else.
Why did they need so many oats? What was that thing?
Maybe it was a horse spirit?
Oh. I don't know anything about horses.
Yeah, what's a horse?
Neither do I, but you know.
For all you know, that's what a horse looks like. Except you've definitely seen horses before. Very rarely, but they exist on the arcs. Yeah, so you go and you are looking around and you find a steep, steep stairwell going upwards. And when you went up it, you tried this trap door at the top, but it seemed like something heavy was on it, and it was not budging.
Probably another pot of oats.
You heard some sort of explosion.
Oh, God.
Oh.
And then there's a little bit of rustling as something is shoved off the top, and Grix opens the trap door.
Oh, hey!
Hey!
Hey, how you all?
Oh, we're just fine. Okay, we got one.
I got one.
Great.
Oh, great. Now I've got to find one.
Yeah, I think, yeah, exactly. Well, should we, like, search around? Oh, we found Vaughn's, too.
Yeah, hi. I'm here.
Oh, good. Well, this was easy. Sister made it seem all dire.
Yeah.
Now, these ghosts got nothing. You hear that, ghosts? You got nothing.
I mean, they've got claws. That seems relevant nothing. Right now. Okay.
I mean, I'm sure that every ghost has a different thing. What did
I mean, they got no game.
Have?
They got what no...
What was the ghost in your thing? What?
I don't know. Trying to fix something, a kobold, I guess. Like, unhinged his jaws. I'm not going to worry about it. Not going to think about it either.
Yeah, I mean, with your PTSD, I sure wouldn't.
Nah.
I mean, isn't that just a thing kobolds can do, like, for eating larger food?
Oh, like the, like Scooby-Doo?
Yeah.
That sounds on theme, yeah. Sure.
Your nose is bleeding there, Jesse.
Why haven't we had kobold snacks?
It's fine. I have a lot of constitution and also hit points, so I'm not afraid to say things that will make my nose bleed.
You take one half hit point of damage, but we round in favor of the player, so
it becomes zero. So I still take zero.
Yep. Well, all right. You guys need to find one more.
So it seems like there's something in all of these, so like, should we just open a door at random?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know how much benefit there is to, like, winnowing down or something.
Picky choosy, yeah.
You open a door at random.
I want it to be your favorite thing that you came up with for this, Ian.
Don't worry, it is. You guys you took a left and then you were on Morton's Fork, so you ended up at the correct spot anyway. And you all walk out into what looks to be like a small kind of round bottom chamber of all things, but there's light above you and a ledge that you can climb up onto. And you can hear sound beyond it. And you clamber up onto a field of green. Green felt, specifically. And there are extremely large...
Sorry, what a green feel? She's here? Sorry.
No, bad I joke. Get it. Yeah.
No, horrible, horrible.
Sorry. No, it was time. Great.
I wasted
no,
time.
It was great. It just, it was...
It was a little out of left field.
A lot, yeah, no, it was...
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Can't all be winners. Shotgun approach.
Evil Angels in the Outfield next Halloween.
Evil Angels in the Outfield? Amazing. I want to know just generally what the fuck that means.
I don't know, but I kind of want to find out.
I know, right?
All right. So you go and you climb on up and there is a bright light above you and scattered around a very large, well, field is a... Look to be large ceramic balls of some kind, but they're like 10 feet in diameter. Various colors, some of them are striped, some of them are not. And then there's a ledge, looks to be made of wood. And leaning over this space, you see two enormous ghosts, one of which looks distressed, and one of which has a maniacal grin on its face. They're all looking at you.
Oh, bad.
Okay.
Glad I can try to say anything to them.
Well, what are you looking at?
The maniacal one says, the tiny creatures I'm going to kill.
Well, you're going to have a hard time with that.
Good luck.
This thing does appear to be approximately, you know, a couple hundred feet tall.
Yeah, but we're pretty damn tough. We've faced off, well, I have faced off or will face off, depending on when this weird timeline is set, against an emissary from the corruption. So why should we be scared of you? You're just a ghost.
Didn't you die?
No, I did not die. I was saved by my good friend Sidroa.
By the power of friendship.
And or the grace of God. One of the two.
And or the grace of the gamekeeper. The castle keeper. We have a job to do, and you guys are here, so you're gonna one of you is gonna have to fulfill that task. So we'll take you.
But what is it? Says the mopey one. Is it helping me finish this game finally?
Hey, you know, you'd look really pretty if you smiled.
Don't piss it off.
It looks sadder. I just want to go home.
Hey, have you considered that your greatest strength is actually just your inability to move on?
Wouldn't that encourage me to stay?
I'm negging it. I'm making it feel bad. I'm weakening it. I'm weakening its spirit. We're psychologically attacking it.
Well, if you little psychological demons would like to say, help me move on.
How do you move on?
I need to finish this game.
What game?
Oh, okay. Yeah, what's the game? Tell us the rules. We'll
help you finish.
We'll figure it out.
The short version is that this is a truly hellish version of a game called Pool.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah?
And
you didn't get good.
I passed away losing at a game.
Okay.
All that needs to happen is that black ball over there with the big 8 on the side needs to get into one of these pockets. But we're because this is a weird thing like speed pool, that one, points the maniacal looking one, is allowed to essentially use the other balls to block mine as it's rolling. If someone were to be able to, say, push the 8 ball into the appropriate hole, dodging the other things as it went, this game could finally be done.
Oh, okay. Okay, everybody, how about I, like, do the pushing and everybody else, like, blocks whatever's coming at me?
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, okay.
How big are the balls?
Like 10 feet.
Oh, okay. Okay, so this is a real big space.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's no, this is huge. You're a little Iron Man on this table.
Got it.
Yeah.
Where's the nearest hole? Is it in one of the corners or one of the sides?
I unfortunately called corner pocket. Across from where you are.
That's fine. We'll figure it out.
So you have to cover pretty much the entire table.
Do we need to go right or left?
You're essentially going on a diagonal from where you are.
Okay.
Are we near the...
Yeah, you'll need to break left a little bit to get to the eight ball, and then you can start rolling it. And as long as you trend a little bit to the left as you go, you'll get it in the right spot.
Okay.
You got to run it down the field, essentially.
Okay. Can we do anything to big guy to stop him? Like, what are the rules?
As far as I know, nothing can stop you. I'd be more concerned about getting crushed by the balls he'll send flying your way, but...
How heavy are the balls?
Given they appear to be made of some heavy ceramic and are as large as they are, you would guess boulder weight.
Yeah, okay, bummer.
Well, like, I just think as long as we can get one, you know, started rolling, I can keep it rolling and
sure.
keep okay. it going and, like, steer it as much as possible, so...
I have fly. What I'm going to do, guys, is I'm going to go up above the table and I'm going to see where the balls are coming from.
Uh-huh.
I have fireball, which is not particularly helpful. I do have magic missile. I can try and shoot the magic missile from where I am.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I mean, if you could just even, like, you know, knock whatever's coming at our ball to the side, that'd be good.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And you guys are going to have to, I'll let you know where the balls are coming from, but you guys are going to have to use your abilities to do what you can.
Yeah.
Because I've only got so many magic missiles.
I'm going to be prepped to cast Dark Chaos and slap a ball.
Okay. Let's roll for initiative.
Ooh. I got a 7.
I got a 10.
I got a 2.
Got a 4.
Oh, also, Vons, stay... You know, don't get hurt.
Oh, yeah, right? Like, I got no... those things on your back are neat. Like, I don't know what the deal is with the silver line coming out of your back. Does that hurt?
We'll explain. No, it doesn't hurt. We'll explain later.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think we explained while we were walking around.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have a base idea. You know your body's unconscious in the real world, and that you apparently poisoned yourself so hard your spirit actually left your body, and it's kind of a miracle. Your body's still alive.
I mean, what is poison, really? Ugh. It's anything's poison.
It's bad for you, and you should stop, you know, trying to make yourself immune to everything.
But I'm so close.
Clearly, you're not as close as you want to be, and... You know what? This is a conversation for a different time. Also, you're an adult and I'm not getting involved.
All right. Grix, the large maniacal looking creature, leans over the table with a football field length wooden stick and starts aiming down it at a white ball that looks like it's about to shoot towards all of you and all the random balls around you. But you are moving quickly, so you go first.
All right. I'm going to get in the way, I'm going to summon my slappy arms, and then I'm going to slap that ball.
Okay, so you're prepped to slap the cue ball as it shoots towards you.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of the way.
I don't think it gets a wisdom save.
You're right, because it's intelligence.
I don't think it gets an intelligence save.
How could...
Is
how
it intelligence?
I thought all wisdom checks were intelligence saves.
Oh, they are. This is... I'm mixing up systems.
This is an Ars Technica way.
Magic?
That game we've all played. Yes. God damn it. All right. Jesse.
Uh-huh.
You have a chance to get the ball rolling before the opposing creature shoots.
Yeah, I will. Is that a strength check?
Very much so, yes.
Okay. Ooh, I rolled a 19. That's 30 total on a prime.
You get this ball rolling. You just keep pushing it and cycling your hands, and both giant ghosts seem impressed.
So do I need to do, it does 12 damage to the ball, and do I need to do like a strength check or something to like redirect it?
Well, let's find out. So you're kind of running in front of Jesse, ready to use your Dark Chaos tentacles to try to divert. And I'm going to say you're going to make an intelligence check as this giant boulder rolls towards you.
Sure, because it's all about the angles.
And because you're using illusion, you can use intelligence instead of strength. Yeah.
Yeah, fair. Kind of you. Ooh, still not awesome. 17 prime.
Grix, you manage to deflect it mostly, but you get yourself a little bit in the way between while Jesse's rolling and that ball and another one, and you take 3 damage as you kind of get clipped by the light ball, but you did divert it. And all of you see it crash into a small pile of the other ones and start shooting across the table in various directions.
Oh.
Well, okay. That's a weird game.
Vons.
But?
First off, make a dexterity check.
Okay. Oh, good. That's a 7. So 17, 18. 18.
All right. You dodge out of the way of one of these giant boulder-sized balls rolling towards you. And I assume you're heading down the field with everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
But what would you like to do beyond that?
So I'd like to, so we want to win the game for this ghost.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
That means getting the 8 ball into the pocket. Uh-huh. Is that
into the specific pocket at the other end?
And Jesse has it rolling.
And Jesse has already gotten it rolling. Yeah.
All right. Well, then we're gonna go help Jesse, I guess. Gonna move the 8 ball some more.
All right. Because Jesse's providing the main strength, make a dexterity check.
Oh, that's not bad. Let's see. 23.
All right. You're pretty small, but you manage to kind of run from one side to the other, and as various slight imperfections in the table or other such things cause an uneven shove cause the ball to start drifting left or right, you give it a few pushes to kind of get it back straight and headed towards the hole you're all aiming for. Wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Make a dexterity check.
20. Dirty 20. On a prime.
That's what I was trying to remember. All right. Because it's a prime, you manage to dodge out of the way of a giant striped ball with an 11 on the side or 9 or something. I don't know.
They bounced a ball up to me?
Figured you hadn't started flying yet.
Okay. Okay. So I that's what I do. I cast fly just in time to avoid this ball. Do I see the creature that shoved it at me?
Yes. It's leaning over the table, looking like it's planning another shot.
Do these people look humanoid?
Vaguely so, yes.
Oh my god, we're playing... Oh god. Where's the maniacal creature?
Well, it's the one leaning over the table.
Oh, so. Okay. Okay, then... Okay. Guys, we're gonna have to figure out how... I'm the only one with a stream machine left, so I'm gonna have to figure out how to get one of these creatures into...
Well, it said, just... To clarify, the one that's losing said that if it wins by us getting the ball into the hole, then it'll be ready to move on, and then you'll be able to take that one.
Do we really? Oh, okay.
So winning the game is essentially like the one thing that we kind of are trying to do, because again, these are like huge things, and
you can try to fight them, and I can go look up the Titan in a monster manual and I can see what happens.
All right, we'll do that. Let's go ahead. All right, then I'm going to keep an eye out for balls that are coming your way.
All right. You get posted up to go and help out with that. All right, new round.
Oh, yeah. We roll stuff.
Yeah.
Roll. Yes, you do.
Oh, I got a 1.
9.
7.
I got a 7, too.
Okay. Vons, you're up first.
Okay.
The ball has a good head of steam at this point.
I guess, yeah. We're just going to keep on doing with the ball, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Roll a dexterity check.
Dex check. Ooh, 19 on the die. So that's a 30.
Okay. You go, you twist a little more. You start getting a really good cooperative curve on it, and you're headed straight towards that pocket. You've got a good chunk of the way there, about 3/4.
Hmm.
Grix, you're up.
All right. Is there any active threat to our ball?
Not yet, but you can see that the maniacal one is aiming for another shot and going to shoot the cue ball right at the ball you are rolling. So there is very soon. You just went first, essentially.
Gotcha. I mean, this is cheating, but there's no cheating in pool. ghost giant pool. I'm going to Mirage Arcana the... Oh, that takes a while to cast, doesn't it? That takes a while to cast, actually. I faked that before, but it's not real. Hard to say what to do. I'm going to silent image another ball that is the same as ours, another 8 ball, and have it kind of like appear sort of between our 8 ball and the big guy.
All right.
So that like he can't get a good shot on ours.
Okay.
And if he hits the other eight ball, my plan is to immediately dismiss it so that there's no pool ball effect of ricochet.
Yeah.
That sound?
Yep.
Okay.
That makes cool. sense to me.
I do that. I guess he probably gets a...
intelligence. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have bad news for you.
Well, you shouldn't have told me, because...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I suppose we'll find out in a second.
Yeah, I'm sure I will.
Wealthy.
Uh-huh.
You see the guy aiming. You can also delay until after him if you want, but because Grix kind of spotted the one active threat already. But the guy looks like he's aiming down a shot and is about to shoot very hard right at the ball, which also involves Jessie getting squished between the ball she's rolling and the ball being shot at her.
I'm going to magic missile the tip of the cue.
Okay. I will make them roll at a pretty hefty penalty then for the shot.
Hmm.
As you kind of
throw
it off.
That's actually a brilliant move.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's good. So, the giant maniacal looking creature goes, Grix, you see it, look down the queue, look at the new ball you had set up.
Uh-huh.
And then it just goes back to its standard aim. But it goes to do something fancy, because it doesn't know, for sure, that the ball itself would have to make an intelligence check. So, well, it sees past it, doesn't know how the physical interaction would work. So it goes to jump the ball over in a trick shot.
Uh-huh.
That's right, when Wealthy's magic missiles hit it. And it rolls extremely well, but has a large number subtracted from it. Grix, you're level 10, and everyone's level 10. And Jesse, well, you all see this, but Jesse, you hear this thud behind you, this earth-shattering thud, and see this white ball starting to head towards you. But then there's a spin on it, and it curves off to the side and misses you, just barely.
Oof.
And Jesse, it's your turn. Roll a strength check to keep the ball rolling fast.
That's 26 on a prime.
And Jesse, you give it one final mighty shove, and it thuds down into the corner pocket. And you hear a relieved sigh from the morose-looking ghost as it starts to fade away.
Get it, Wealthy! Get it, Wealthy!
I aim my Ghostbuster thing, and I pull it in! Suck it in!
You suck it up. It shoots up into the sky along the silver thread, and your pack disappears.
Okay.
The maniacal one appears to have given up the game and basically just made a dismissive, ugh, I'm going to go nag somebody, and walks off towards some bar that presumably exists in the mists beyond the space.
I'll pay for a boob job for you.
All right. So the rest of you, your packs are gone. Your silver threads have flashed. You see a silver thread sneaking its way down towards Vaughn's.
All right.
And it attaches to Vaughn's.
Oh.
And then Jesse said all you needed to do, or not Jesse, Lucky said all you needed to do was tug the strings and she'll bring you back up.
Okay.
We'll tug the strings.
Tug
the
strings.
All right. Y'all tug.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all start flying up.
Woo.
Bonds.
Mm.
You start flying up and then something grabs your string.
Ah.
And yanks you back down.
Uh-oh.
After your friends have flown away.
That's inconvenient.
And you do some combination of phasing through and smashing through a number of walls and windows and the like, and doors and such, and you end up in a large smoke-filled office.
Okay.
Looming above you as you stand in a chair, or stand on the seat of a chair that is about 10 times larger than you would need a chair to be for yourself. A large man with a monocle, giant pile of money in front of him. He's holding a string.
I mean, this is a pretty thick metaphor.
Says, this looks valuable. Gonna hold on to this.
Oh, I'm not valuable.
Your string is silver. Clearly it's valuable. You appear to be some sort of annoyance.
Oh. Yeah, I get that a lot.
Well, let's make an intelligence check.
Ooh, 14? Prime?
This guy looks like he has his business figured out. No one else would have that much money. Something seems slightly off with a 14, but you're not sure what.
Yeah, this is fine.
Sure. So, there, buddy, can I go?
No.
Yeah? No?
I need to hold on to all my wealth. Otherwise, the employees might get it.
But...
That's a lot of weird laughing there.
Sorry.
Employees. I mean, I get it. But, yeah.
Person's a job creator.
So, But I can go, right? Like, can I?
No.
No? Well, but I want to. I'm not an employee, am I? No.
Surely you agree that by grabbing this string, I have earned this wealth, and therefore I should keep it.
No.
Did you really earn it all by yourself?
But I'm attached to the string, so it's my wealth.
No, you apparently have no control over the string. Besides, by entering here, you needed to pay an entrance fee, so.
So that's the wealth you get. So I'll just take my string now and go that way. It's my string. It's attached to me. It's my string.
Are you trying to convince me to give up my hard-won capitalist wealth? Are you, sir, yes. An anti-capitalist?
Oh, well, yeah, capitalism is terrible. It's very bad.
But you agreed, essentially, that employees are leeches.
Nuh-uh.
I know the look of someone who would take any tax dodge he was offered. You, sir, are that kind of person.
What's a tax?
Oh, my God.
Somewhere, Glitz's ears are burning and he doesn't know why. Just snaps a pencil in his hand. Bonds, make another intelligence check.
Yeah, I guess I got a 627.
Very good. You get the impression, well, this part's easy, that this man is a staunch capitalist. You need to give him reasons why he should give up his wealth for him to let go of your string. You need to be an anti-capitalist.
This feels weirdly Dickensian.
That was, in fact, a considered format.
Convince him to let go of wealth.
And it seems like he knows to some extent when you're full of shit.
Mm-hmm. Well, sir, what would you spend to no longer have to deal with me? I can be very annoying. How about for the small, small price of this silver thing that I'm attached to, you no longer have to deal with my incessant commentary on fucking everything. How's that sound?
What, so you can sell that commentary service to somebody else?
Oh, you want the commentary?
Some sort of show might take advantage of it. I should hoard this precious resource for myself.
Well, then you want to sign up for my subscription service. Your free trial is almost over.
So I can just let it run out, keep the string.
No. See, as soon as the free trial's over, in about 8 seconds, then we're just going to have to, like, we're going to automatically deduct the string, and then the string's ours.
But I'm currently holding the string.
Uh-huh.
I'm up the chain from you. I'm an investor. I would get my share of the string, which I'm already holding.
Well, yeah, but that has to come through dividends that you get through another system, the bank.
I have a very efficient accounting system right here.
One.
I tell by my ledgers.
One fox on a string.
Well, thank you for subscribing to Fox Noise.
I think you just mean Fox.
Yes, Fox is now the subscription service.
Uh-huh. Fox plus Prime.
Just look at all of these doctored data points and recycled war footage.
Yeah, Fox News is the bulletin board outside the Fermenting Fox.
Don't put that evil on the Fermenting Fox.
I don't like the idea that would manifest in any way.
Kept trying to put the bulletin board up, and someone kept catching it on fire. Which is impressive, because one of them was stone.
You know who that person was. Lucky.
It's really a whole network at this point.
I was going to say, Lucky, Aramith, Mitt at one notable point.
He just came out and did a sort of BB-8 flame.
I like the idea that his was like, he fucking had Lucky mix him up some accelerant, like coated the entire thing. The rock was partially slagged by the time the fire burned itself out. Mitt only did it once, but he did it right, you know?
Yeah.
Laughed maniacally. No one was around to hear.
The rest of us don't see that Vons is being held up like this.
No, you're back in the real world and trying to figure out why Vons is still unconscious.
Not here.
Yeah.
Lucky's like, do you think someone got a string?
I mean, there's a lot of weird shit going on down there, so probably.
Are you also hoping it's a thinly veiled metaphor?
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people down there seem to be metaphors, so yeah, probably.
Can brain damage bring the old version of my brother back?
Oh, what was he like?
You still say he was an anti-capitalist?
Huh.
Yeah, then he went and lived in a hole under a dumpster, and...
It was under a park.
It was under a park.
I don't know, I've never been there.
That's true.
I mean, he's materially better off, but he also takes advantage of everyone.
Yeah.
Could I, I'm wondering if I could, like, detect thoughts on Vons and see if I can, like, figure out what's happening, or if there's anything we can do.
You detect thoughts on Vons.
Yeah, detect thoughts on Vons.
And you're an illusionist. All of you can now at least see what is going on from Vons' perspective.
Cool.
Well, that's not good.
Oh.
There's a large evil-looking Monopoly man kind of guy. Mm. There's a monocle involved.
He's never been
But legally distinct.
Monopoly guy mostly because of monocle, honestly.
I feel like he's, you know, more of a ranter and less of a debater.
So, Vons, how's the rant going? This guy doesn't seem impressed by your Fox as a service marketing pitch.
Huh. Yeah, I don't see anybody buying that.
I mean, you did say you were going to be annoying.
Yeah.
And then you didn't actually be annoying.
Not sufficiently, anyway.
I guess what he would do is just start going off and talking incessantly about, I don't know, all the things that annoy him.
Can you give us a sample?
No, I can't for some reason. I can't conjure this up right now. So, like, are you one of those shadow government people? Is that what this is? One of those wealthy people that runs everything in the arcs? Because those guys, they're controlling everything, and they're telling us what to do with their secret police and their, I don't know.
I would never participate in such a group.
Big boats. Why do they have a big boat? And how come some of the gems, the giant gems, so how come some of them are like gooey and other ones aren't? How do you make them gooey? Where'd that come from? Makes no sense.
These are the good questions to be asking.
Asking the big questions.
Mm-hmm.
Just asking questions.
Uh-huh. Yep, goes off asking lots of questions.
All right, Tucker, roll a charisma
just
check.
Starts asking about every plot hole that we've run into so far.
Well, Vons is dead forever now.
Oh, that's not a great roll. I guess this would come out to a 16.
It looks like this person's resolve.
Oh, wait, did you say charisma check?
Charisma.
14.
I guess Vons is dead forever.
This guy kind of leans in and goes, I'm intrigued by your conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
I bet I could take advantage of them to exploit other people out of their money.
Oh, like by selling diet pills on...
Randy Shot Jocks?
Yeah, we don't really have podcasts.
Or I have all this colloidal silver I haven't had anything to do with.
Oh, God.
But can you cry on command?
Would you be interested, small foxfolk creature, in being the face of my operations?
Would I? Face of operations? So like a spokesfox?
Yes.
Hmm.
We could gin up conspiracy theories and then sell materials and nutritional items to fight against them. We've been on both ends.
I mean, yeah, that sounds like it would make a whole lot of money, but money's bad and dumb.
And why is that? It has clearly bought me happiness. Can't you tell by my office and his clothing?
and the look on your face.
Well, I got this thing, and I don't... This silver string thing, I don't feel happy. Feels stuck.
Hey, guys, I think Vaughn has some, like, depression that we need to maybe address yeah. when he gets back.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
That was a real fucked up thing to say.
Oh, can I mess? Oh.
Yeah.
Can I cast message through my mind link.
Yes.
Cool. In that case, I'm going to do that. I'm going to let Vons know that we're all rooting for him, and
we know he can irritate this guy.
Yeah, yeah, and fight this off, and we believe in you, and we'll get nachos as soon as you're out.
Ooh, nachos.
Maybe think about how your wealth makes you feel stuck.
Yeah, I think, so they've got these clubs where buddies punch each other, and they say... they say that the things you own eventually own you.
Wise.
Make a charisma check, Kyle Dorden. Add a d6.
Let's see. Oh, I nat 20'd on that. And got a 5 on the d6.
All right. Vons, the man pauses. He says, well, maybe you're right. And his hand loosens for just a moment. The string slides off it, and you shoot up into the sky. No grabbing of your string this time.
Like you let go of a balloon, huh?
And you come back to your body with a large dramatic grasp. Yes.
Oh, hey, you're here.
Hey, welcome back.
Hey, Vons.
I just had the weirdest dream. And you were there. And you were there.
It wasn't a dream, man.
Let's go get nachos.
You almost hit the died.
We'll talk it out.
Nachos.
I'm installing a ventilation fan in here. Also feelings and stuff, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hey, man, I feel like you got the wrong message from when we played Punch Buddies Clubhouse.
Yeah. I think a lot of people got
I think a lot of people got the wrong message from Punch Buddies Clubhouse, to be fair. But, like, I think that you're one of them.
Yeah, a lot of people famously got the wrong message. It's okay.
It's not okay. And I really want to talk about this.
Let's get nachos.
Yeah.
All right. Everyone heads on out to get nachos. Lucky puts in a work order for a ventilation hood, whether Vons wants it or not. And you all talk about feelings and misinterpretations of movies and actings and nosebleeds and how they're annoyingly common around the time of actings.
Watching
and holidays.
And holidays.
Does watching Punch Buddies Club make me gay?
I mean, no, not watching it, but like if you internalize the stuff that the acting, you know, was trying to argue for, but like get it in the not satirical way, you'll probably, yeah. I mean, like I would say that it's, you know, internalized homophobia.
It's turned frogs homophobic in studies.
That's amazing.
So the frogs are scared of gay people?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Mm. But only if the gay people are inside of them.
Sorry?
It was very difficult to conduct.
Internalized homophobia.
Uh-huh.
You know, I really feel like we should not get into Punch Buddies this much again, despite the fact that it was one of my favorite things that's ever happened.
It should not become a recurring theme.
It should not become a recurring theme.
But all right, you crunch some nachos. You have some discussions.
Uh-huh.
Day is saved. No one has been left in the Shadow Realm.
Yay.
And that's our Halloween special for this year.
Yay!
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter @primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Trollord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Ian, who is me. Thank you, me. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute. But all right, you crunch some nachos, you have some discussions.
Uh-huh.
Day is saved. No one has been left in the Shadow Realm.
Yay.
And that's our Halloween special for this year.
Yay!
I feel like I was supposed to learn something.
I don't think that that's a concern for you.
I was full of hope. What would Vons' hell be? I wondered to myself. Or how could this teach Vons a lesson in some character moving way?
Well, that would ruin his lifelong philosophy of live and don't learn.
I have yet again been defeated by capitalism. All right.
Woo!
Yay!
Yay!